Impact 89 FM.
Hi, this is MSU women's basketball coach Susie Merchant. You're listening to student radio from the campus of Michigan State University, 89 FM, The Impact.
This is MSU Today on Impact Radio and Spartan Podcast. Here's Russ White.
Well, actually, this isn't Russ White speaking right now. This is Rachel Zylstra with University Relations, and we're turning the tables on Russ White this week, and he is going to be a part of a media panel next week, September 16th, at the Kellogg Center. Russ, can you tell us a little bit about what this event is about?
Well, it's part of the One Book, One Community program, which you're very well aware of. This year, the book was Steve Lopez, The Soloist, which talks about, you know, Steve is a columnist for the Los Angeles Times and how he met, Nathaniel Ayers and their relationship. It was made into a movie last spring, I think, with Jamie Foxx and Robert Downey Jr. But the One Book, One Community program likes to have several events that kind of unfold over about a month. And because Steve has this background as a Los Angeles Times columnist and laments occasionally about where newspapers are going, we hear this all the time, Ginny Haas and Janet Lilly, who are in charge of the One Book, One Community program, thought this would be an interesting topic to explore. Where are newspapers going? Where are we going to get our news in the future? And coincidentally, you and I are both involved with the Central Michigan chapter of PRSA, which is the Public Relations Society of America. And I also help advise the MSU student chapter of PRSSA, Public Relations Student Society of America. And we were thinking along the same lines of having a similar event. So we thought, let's merge these two. Let's all sort of co-sponsor it and get involved. And it's really just going to be a panel discussion with three sort of prominent members of the media who are trying to figure this out every day. And it's open to the public, 7 o'clock next Wednesday, September 16th, Lincoln Room of the Kellogg Center. If you want to just sort of hear where you might be getting your news in the future, while nobody has the answers yet, as Steve Lopez says, people are trying to figure it out every day.
So what kind of things do you expect you guys will be discussing at this panel?
I think they'll talk a lot about one of the main problems with newspapers is the revenue is really drying up. The advertising is just drying up. Not only has it been kind of moving away from print towards the internet and other things anyway, we're also in the biggest economic, you know, meltdown in the U.S. since probably the Great Depression. So those things have combined to make advertising revenue, which is, I think Ron Zwankowski, one of our panelists, has told me in the past, you know, 85%, I think, of newspaper revenues, you know, give or take a few, comes from advertising. So when that takes as big a hit as it is, and I've read reports where it's down as much as 20%, even in a year, I might not have all these figures right. But the point is, ad revenues are down, and it's harder and harder to support the newspaper, while at the same time, more and more people, especially the younger they are going online for their news anyway and not going to the newspapers. And, you know, I might add, even before all this, the last couple, 3 years, newspapers have been going more and more to their online product anyway, and their goal is more to get the news online as soon as we get it and beat our competitors. And oh, by the way, we still want to print this newspaper, but more and more it's out of date the minute it's printed, the way we all have smartphones and internet access, and we're all getting news, and even more and more we get it from the social media now. I can't think of how many things I learn more from somebody's Twitter feed or Facebook page. I think the best example is, I'm pretty sure the first picture of that plane that went down in the Hudson River was on Twitter, whenever that was, several months ago. So, and I should just tell you who the panelists are. You were probably going to ask me that. Ron Zwankowski is one of my favorite journalists. He's the associate editor of the Detroit Free Press. Cindy Goodacre is an MSU alumna. She's the executive editor of Crain's Detroit Business out of Detroit, which covers the business of Detroit except for the automotive industry. And then Bill Emko, who's another MSU grad and serves on the advisory board for our J school. He's the editor-in-chief at MLive.com, and he's going to talk, I think, he's going to be more out front on blogs are the future and search engine optimization, and you got to get people to your site. So these are three people, like I say, in the thick of it, who are trying to figure out where this is all going.
Well, with the panelists, they're all from Michigan media outlets. You had the privilege of talking with Steve Lopez from the LA Times. And what I found was really interesting was, you know, they're having the similar difficulties even over in LA. It's pretty much across the board, across the nation, isn't it, Russ?
It's a national issue of the print, you know, product drying up or maybe going away and what's going to replace it, especially since it's traditionally been the newspaper media that are the watchdog for any democracy needs a thriving, you know, journalist class to just keep an eye on the government and the big businesses and what they're doing. You can go back to Watergate and all the president's men, and you can come all the way up to just last year when M.L. Elric and Ron Zwankowski and their colleagues at the Free Press won a Pulitzer for their work on the Kwame Kilpatrick scandal, which, you know, led to him resigning and going to jail. Who's going to do that is one of the questions if it's not newspapers. I think people are confident that someone or something will emerge, but right now that's one of the issues, too. And where's the money going to come from? Ron's told me before that the one of the biggest mistakes newspapers maybe made was not charging from the very beginning. It's only the Wall Street Journal that's been able to successfully charge for some of its content, but newspapers have always given it away for free, and now it'd be awful hard to go back and try to start charging when there would be plenty of other people giving it away for free. So it's like anything, it's a business. Where's the revenue going to come from? And as Steve said, too, the ironic part is, and the Free Press people have told me this too, exponentially, there are more people visiting latimes.com, freep.com. The product is being viewed by many, many more people. It's just not, they're not buying the paper and seeing those ads to get their information. But Steve, I also got the impression, is very, well, I would guess he'd be considered old guard journalist guy. He impressed me, and you were there too, as someone who's very ready to embrace the future, but like he told us, if anybody tells you they know in 5 or 10 years where it's going to be, or maybe even next year, they're lying to you. So, like I said, nobody knows where it's going, but I think anybody listening to us, obviously news is important to them in some way or another, and it's changing where they're going to get it and how they're going to get it. So this would be an interesting discussion if you're free next Wednesday night to just hear what some of these people who are in the battle lines every day are doing to try to figure out exactly what we're asking. How will we get our news?
It'll definitely be a very interesting panel. We'll open up the panel with a video of Steve Lopez when we were able to chat with him when he was here visiting MSU's campus.
Right.
The event is next Wednesday, September 16th, 7 p.m., the Lincoln Room of the Kellogg Center on campus at Michigan State University. It'll be a great time, won't it, Russ?
I hope so. It'll be interesting, we hope. And like I said, news is important to all of us. So come on out and help us discuss. And again, I should say, very brief opening remarks from people. And then this is going to be opened up to people's questions. So it should be a lively give and take that you're welcome to come to and ask your question about where you think it's going.
Well, great. We hope to see you there. I'm Rachel Zylstra for MSU Today on Impact Radio and Spartan Podcast. And we're online at msutoday.com.
The future of radio is 88.9 FM, The Impact.